Antonio had agreed to help me and Cristiano locate some of our missing nest. Sam, Jared, and their personal squad had accompanied us during the search, and that was when I'd first met Salem McCauley. Confident, focused, reserved, fearless, dangerous, private. Salem was a complex character. He also had a very unapproachable air about him. His posture seemed to scream, "Stay the hell back!" Most vampires did. Maybe I should have been one of those people who gave Salem a wide berth. I didn't, though, because his tall, trim build and his confidence and intensity always sparked a primal need to build inside me, twisting my stomach. It was too basic and elemental for me to make any sense of it, so I'd stop trying to. Normally, only one thought raced through my mind when I was around him. He is so freaking hot. Right now, a totally other thought was zooming through my brain. I'm going to kill him. The conversation I'd had an hour ago with Fletcher, Sam and Jared's PA, replayed in my mind once again. "Fletch, you should see the new member of Evan's squad. He is so cute. We talked for a while, and he seems really nice. Smooth, too."
"You know that I won't ask you out, though, don't you?"
Fletcher said carefully. Offended, I frowned.
"Why not?" "Well, he wants to live."
"Okay, you've totally lost me."
"If he touches you, Salem will kill him."
I shook my head. "He wouldn't." Fletcher's smile was almost pitying.
"Ava, you're on an island where the ratio of men to women is something like 60-1. Don't you find it a bit weird that not one bloke has come onto you? Salem put the word out that if any man touched you, he'd kill him."
I ground my teeth. "He has some fucking nerve." Fletcher shot me an impatient glance.
"Oh, come on. Did you really expect anything different? I don't know why you two haven't got together, but I do know he won't let anyone else have you."
And so I was going to kill the shithead. Said shithead was currently beside me at the long glass conference table with the rest of his 10-man squad. I didn't have a clue why I'd been asked to sit on in their meeting with Sam and Jared in the main building of the Hollow. Until the pair finally entered, I wouldn't know. I might have been excited if it wasn't for one thing. I'm going to kill him. It had been a week ago, when he'd cornered me outside the restrooms of a bar, that he'd quite unexpectedly kissed me. No, kissed wasn't the right word. It was too tame. Salem hadn't kissed my mouth. He'd taken it, plundered it, left me aching for more. But he hadn't given me more. Another conversation replayed in my mind. Off balance by the way he'd so abruptly pulled away, I stumbled, breathing hard. Every part of me cried out for him, and I knew by the bulge in his pants that he wanted me too. So why was he standing all the way over there? As if Salem had seen the question in my eyes, he stated,
"I'm not going to fuck you. I don't want a one-night stand or a fling."
"What do you want?" His eyes flared.
"Everything."
The unexpected response made my stomach clench. Whether that was in anxiety or excitement, I didn't know. Probably both. But there was one thing I did know. "I don't do relationships. I can't give you more." His mouth curved slightly.
"Oh, but you will."
Since then, he hadn't kissed me again, but he'd teased me with subtle, light touches, brushing against me as I passed, his hands lingering in places they had no right being. Each time, the memory of him devastating my mouth while his hands kneaded and teased would slam to the forefront of my mind. And the bastard knew it. He was attempting to wear me down. But it wasn't going to work. Nope, not at all. Relationships never worked well for me. Guys liked me well enough until they realised just how quirky I really was. The cheeriness, the humming, the giggling, the optimism, and the being a morning person thing, or dusk person in my case, would begin to wear on them. Eventually, they would get frustrated with me all the time, would try to change me, and then I'd have to punch them in the dick until they vomited. It just seemed practical to avoid all that and stick to flings, where everything was superficial and casual. It had been so much.